Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day.
Every song I sing, I'll sing to you, and I hope I can bring you a smile or two.
Dennis Day is brought to you by Palmolive Soap and Palmolive Shave Creams. Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Palmolive Shave Creams for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave. And now, here is Dennis.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, the Alumni Society of my alma mater, Manhattan College, is holding its annual dinner in the Grand Ballroom of the Roosevelt Hotel in New York. Since I can't be there in person, I would like to be there in voice and spirit by singing for the student body and alumni of Manhattan one of our college songs, Manhattan Men.
Manhattan Men, see your alma mater beckoning. Look once again to the day of joyous reckoning. That'll bring her further to the fore. Let us lend a helping hand. Go onward, onward, Manhattan men. We must never stop until the banner of our college waves at the very top. Time will make our conquest complete. Something for all the world to see. So green and white, we'll fight with all our might for this victory. Onward, onward, Manhattan men. We must never stop until the banner of our college waves at the very top. Time will make our conquest complete. Something for all the world to see. So green and white, we'll fight with all our might for this victory.
Men, do you shave with a lather or brushless shave cream? Palmolive Shave Cream comes both ways, and whichever method you use, you'll find the new Palmolive Shave Cream way to shave means more comfortable, actually smoother shaves for three men out of every four.
Yes, three men out of every four get more comfortable, actually smoother shaves the Palmolive Shave Cream way.
It's a fact, men, not a promise. 2,548 men tried the new Palmolive way to shave, and no matter how they shaved before, 79% found beards cut easier, 75% less razor pull, 69% closer shaves, 80% smoother feeling skin.
And three out of every four got more comfortable, actually smoother shaves.
Just get Palmolive Shave Cream, either brushless or lather, and do this. Wash your face with soap and water. Rinse. Then soap face thoroughly again. Do not rinse. Work Palmolive Shave Cream upward into beard to get the full benefit of Palmolive Shave Cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave.
That's all. But remember, Palmolive Shave Cream, either brushless or lather, offers proof of more comfortable, actually smoother shaves for three men out of every four.
Few of us achieve the prominence of a mention in the public press. Our young hero, Dennis Day, made it once when he became the only man in the history of Weaverville Public School to enter the eighth grade under the GI Bill of Rights. But real fame has always eluded him until today. He's just burst open the front door of the Anderson house in a state of wild excitement to come face to face with his astonished girlfriend, Mildred.
Mildred, the evening paper, is it here? My picture's in it, Mildred, my picture.
Your picture?
Yeah, for the Weaverville safety campaign to cut down street accidents. You see, some people cross streets outside of the safety zone, some cross against the lights, some cross diagonally from corner to corner.
But why did they take your picture?
I was the first person to do everything wrong at the same time.
So that's it.
Sure, I'm famous. I've been chosen the pedestrian most likely to decease. Isn't it wonderful?
Well, yes, I guess so. How long has this safety campaign been going on?
Oh, it started this morning. The mayor began it himself with speeches at the corner of 3rd and Elman from the hospital.
Gee. Two speeches in one morning?
Well, it was really one speech continued. While he was speaking at the corner of 3rd and Elm, a car hit him.
Well, the paper's right here. Let's see now.
Oh, look, right there on page one. Read that caption.
Do you wish to visit a cemetery permanently? All you have to do is walk across the street in the criminally careless manner of Dennis Day, 22, whose photo appears above.
That's me.
At first, Mr. Day was believed drunk or crazy, but it was later learned he walks this way all the time.
I'm going to send clippings to all my friends.
Well, they've certainly given you quite... Why, Dennis.
What?
Well, the picture. It isn't your picture at all.
Oh, Mildred, you must be mistaken.
I'm not. Look, your hair's black. This man's a blonde. You're clean-shaven. He has a mustache. You have a small nose, and he has a great big one. And you're wearing a blue suit. He has on a gray one with a Dewey button in the lapel. Don't you see?
Gee, you're right. It can't be me. I'm a Democrat.
Of course it isn't you. They ran a picture of another man over your story.
Well, that's a fine thing. I nearly get myself killed, and they give someone else credit for it.
Yes, I know how you feel. Well, you were almost famous, Dennis.
Yeah, darn it, anyway. I was going to use that picture to start a couple of scrapbooks for our children.
Gee, do you really think we'll have some someday, Dennis?
Why not? I saw some swell ones for sale at Woolworth's the other day. Well, I'll see you at dinner.
Dinner will be ready as soon as Dennis comes down, Herbert.
Very well, my Theta Baron.
Anything new in the paper tonight?
Well, I see some fella stuffed his wife into a trunk and threw it in the lake.
Oh, my, isn't that awful?
Yeah, it'll probably spoil the fishing for months. Why, great Scott.
What's the matter?
Why, right here on page 18, there's a picture of Dennis Day.
Dennis Day? What's his picture doing in the paper?
Listen to what it says under it. Still missing after 4 years' search, Schuyler Van Rensselaer, heir to the great Van Rensselaer sardine fortune, pictured above is believed amnesia victim.
You mean... Oh, Herbert, it can't be Dennis Day.
Well, it must be. It's his picture.
Amnesia. So that's it. I knew no one could act like Dennis does and be normal. Oh, that poor, unfortunate, dear, sweet, rich boy.
Gosh, so it isn't our Dennis Day at all. He's Schuyler Van Rensselaer, who was in the fish business.
I knew there was something about that boy.
Really? Well, I've stood very close to him, and I never noticed it.
Read the rest of it, Herbert.
It just says that young Van Rensselaer was born November 17th, 1927. His brother and sister are offering $10,000 reward to anyone successfully aiding him in the recovery of his memory.
$10,000? Herbert, We've got to bring back that boy's memory. My maternal instincts have been aroused.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I hear him coming downstairs.
Now, we've got to be careful how we handle this, Herbert.
Very well, Pupsy.
Hello, Mrs. Anderson. Mr. Anderson, is dinner ready yet?
Dennis, I want to talk to you.
To me, Mrs. Anderson?
Yes. Do you know who you are, my boy?
Why, yes, ma'am. Offhand, I'd say I was me.
You're wrong. You're not you at all.
I'm not?
No.
Gee, then who was that bleeding when I cut myself shaving this morning?
Dennis, try to think. Do you remember your father?
Oh, sure. I met him through my mother.
Did he ever discuss with you what you'd be doing in your later life?
Well, let's see. I do remember my father saying he hoped I'd grow up.
Yes?
That's all.
Well, we'll try a new tack. Do you remember where you were born?
Well, Mother told me it was in a small town out west.
Wrong. You were born in New York City.
Oh, well, anyway, it was in 1926.
Wrong again. It was 1927.
In June?
November.
Gee, Mother didn't know much about me, did she?
Herbert, you try.
Yes, Pupsy. Now, Dennis, I want you to concentrate.
Yes, sir. On what?
Sardines.
Yes, sir.
Are you concentrating on sardines?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now tell me, who is your father?
A sardine?
Want it back again, Pupsy?
Yes. Dennis, I want you to think about your family. Your mother and father and your brother and sister.
I have a brother and sister?
Of course.
Gee, and that sneaky doctor never said a word to my mother about it.
Dennis, not only have you a brother and sister, but you have millions and millions of dollars in your own name.
Boy, my next letter home is sure going to be newsy, isn't it?
I give up. No, wait a minute. You know how loss of memory is always cured in the movies, a sudden blow on the head?
Yeah.
Hand me the fire tongs, Herbert.
Pupsy, no, you can't. We're not sure he is Schuyler Van Rensselaer.
So, if he's Dennis Day, have I lost anything?
No, Pupsy, there must be another way.
Yeah, please, Mrs. Anderson, it's none of my business what you do to somebody else's head, but let's not fool with it while I'm wearing it.
We'll continue this day in the life of Dennis Day in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's Dennis to sing his RCA Victor recording of Streets of Laredo.
I was just rambling through. On my way to anywhere, she was wandering through the streets of Laredo. Those adobe walls so old turned to gold, I saw her there. And her eyes spent a moment with mine. Then all at once, seemed the view took a new kind of shine. Now we never will roam from the streets of Laredo. Never want to lose a spell, for here we fell in love. It was here we fell in love.
Well, because of a transposed newspaper photograph, the Andersons are convinced that Dennis Day is really Schuyler Van Rensselaer suffering from amnesia. It's the following morning now, and after a rather trying breakfast, our confused young hero has arrived at his place of work, Don Juan Alvarez Espinosa's antique shop. Sam Jacoby, proprietor.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Jacoby.
Hello, honey boy. Say, what's the matter there? Why are you looking all of a sudden like such a sad satchel?
Just that I'm all mixed up, Mr. Jacoby. I'm so confused, I don't know where I am.
Oh, for a minute you scared me there. I thought maybe you weren't yourself this morning.
That's just the trouble. Maybe I'm not.
What this?
I said maybe I'm not myself at all. Maybe I'm somebody else.
Excuse me, could you try it again a little slower? Remember, as far as I'm concerned, you got an accent.
You heard me right, Mr. Jacoby. I said maybe I'm not Dennis Day.
Well, if you ain't Dennis Day, who are you?
Schuyler Van Rensselaer, the third.
The third? Who's on first?
Oh, it's nothing to joke about, Mr. Jacoby. I'm supposed to be Schuyler Van Rensselaer III, the heir to a sardine fortune.
Let me get this straight, honey boy. You just found out you ain't Dennis Day the schnook at all. You're really Schuyler Van Rensselaer, the malted millionaire?
Yeah, isn't it awful?
Well, some days it goes like that, you know.
But Mrs. Anderson says I've got to recover my true identity. She wants me to go to a psychiatrist.
So what good is a foot doctor going to do you?
No, not a foot doctor. One of those fellows who puts you on a couch and explores your mind.
Oh, a pediatrician!
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, my wife's got a beauty. He's been exploring her brain for 6 months now and hasn't found a thing. I'll call Dr. Hopkins, right?
Gee, that's swell, Mr. Jacoby. And if I really turn out to be Schuyler Van Rensselaer, well, I promise you, you'll be up to your ears in sardines.
Come in, my boy. Come right in. So you're the young man who thinks he's Dennis Day. That's your trouble, is it?
Yes, sir, and I've got it bad.
Yes. Well, we'll soon have you all straightened out. Now, suppose we get a little of your background right back to your infancy.
Yes, sir. Boy.
Yes, I know. Was there anything unusual or odd about your babyhood?
Well, half the time I couldn't see.
Couldn't see?
That's right. It was on account of my mother being so nearsighted.
Oh, heredity, huh?
No, sir. It was just that half the time she put the rubber pants on the wrong end of me.
I see. Perhaps we should take a somewhat later age. Say about the time you first became aware of girls.
I beg your pardon?
You realize there is an age at which young men become acutely aware of girls, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir, and I can hardly wait.
Obviously, schizophrenic.
Again, I would like to beg it?
Schizophrenic. Split personality.
Oh.
You have submerged your true character, hard-drinking, woman-chasing Van Rensselaer, beneath the assumed character of Dennis Day, who is just the opposite. Do I make myself clear?
Oh, yes, sir. It's just that I don't know what you're talking about.
In other words, your amnesia is caused by an inner revulsion to your true self.
Ooh.
I can confirm my findings with a very simple test. Have you ever heard of word associations?
Oh, no, sir. But if they're anything like pyramid clubs, count me out.
I'm referring to a psychopathological test. Or to try and put it more understandably, neurasthenic.
You missed.
Well, in any event, I'll give you a word. You're to tell me the word you associate with it. Ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Black.
Black.
Black? I thought you'd say white.
Oh, we just met, Doctor. I don't want to start an argument with you.
It isn't an argument. It's a test. If I said boy, you'd say girl. Now, do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. Chair.
Thanks, but I've already got one.
Chair is the word. You're supposed to say table. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
I'll try it again, son.
Okay, try it again.
I am trying it again. Please listen, son.
I am listening, Pop.
Son is the word I gave you. You're supposed to tell me the word it makes you think of.
Oh, moon.
That's right. You finally understand what I mean. Are you ready now?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Bad.
That isn't the word!
I'm sorry.
I'll give you the word now. Table.
Pat Sullivan.
What has Pat Sullivan to do with table?
Oh, he's a fellow I used to know. He was always under it.
Well, so much for word associations.
Yes, sir.
In fact, for tests of all kinds. Young man, there's only one practical treatment for your condition. Hypnosis.
Hypnosis?
Yes. If you will permit me to put you into an induced hypnotic trance, as distinguished from the one you're in now. I believe I can reactivate your subconscious and restore your identity.
You mean you're going to hypnotize me?
Exactly, if you'll permit it.
Well, there is a fortune waiting for me, I hear. Go ahead.
Very well. Now look deep into my eye.
Yes, sir.
That's it. You're getting drowsy. Your senses are becoming numbed. You're falling asleep. Asleep. Sleep.
Sleep. Hey, Doc, wake up.
Huh?
Pardon me. Sometimes it goes into reverse. Look into my eyes again.
Yes, sir.
Deep into my eyes. You're growing drowsy. Languorous. That's it. You're falling asleep. Sleep. Sleep. You're now in a hypnotic state. Listen to me. You are not Dennis Day.
I am not Dennis Day.
Your name is Schuyler Van Rensselaer.
My name is Schuyler Van Rensselaer.
You are... You're a playboy, mad about women.
I'm a playboy, mad about women.
You like to take a drink now and then. When you awaken, you will go home, but remember nothing of Dennis Day. You will be Schuyler Van Rensselaer, the playboy. And now, awaken!
Clock and still no sign of him, Pupsy. Are you sure the boy's all right?
Of course he's all right, Herbert. Mr. Jacoby told me on the phone he'd send him to Dr. Hopkins, the psychiatrist.
And you really think he'll come back here thinking he's Schuyler Van Rensselaer?
I do.
Well, if I know Dennis, there's a much better chance that Dr. Hopkins will go back to Vienna thinking he's Dennis Day.
Oh, you're always fine. Oh,
that may be he. I'll go. Dennis!
The name is Schuyler, Shorty. Who are you?
Why, don't you know me? I'm Herbert Anderson.
Glad to meet you, Herbie. Is that all there is of you, or are you standing in a manhole?
My goodness gracious.
Oh, there you are, Dennis. You're back.
Hey, who's this character, Shorty? Your mother?
What?
Skip it, babe.
Babe? Why, you never called me anything but Mrs. Anderson in your life.
Well, don't crowd your luck. Well, how about a little drink, hey?
A drink? Of what?
Oh, who cares? I'm Schuyler Van Rensselaer, 5602 North Elm Street, and I've switched everything. Give me some Kentucky Tavern and leave the roof on.
Oh, my soul and body.
Mother, have you heard of it? Oh, there you are.
Well, hiya, baby. Let's neck. Come on, get your coat, kid. We'll go for a drive in the park.
I don't want to drive in the park.
Hey, look, babe, with me, you not only get to drive in the park, you get to park in the drive.
Mother, what's come over Dennis? Why, he's become a terrible ladies' man.
Yes, sir. All I need now is a terrible lady. Hey, what do you say? I'll even take you up for a little spin in my private plane.
You will not.
Eh, don't be jealous, Fatso. Tell you what. I tell you what, you get on your broom and we'll have a race, huh?
Oh, how could you be so awful? You ought to be ashamed.
Now, don't race your motor, Toots. I'm feeling give in if you're feeling give out.
Oh, you thief! Take this!
What? Oh, Mildred. Mrs. Anderson. What? Where am I?
Uh-oh. I think the enchanted hour is over.
You're home, Dennis. What on earth happened to you?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. The last I remember, I was in Dr. Hopkins' office. He hypnotized me.
Hypnotized you? Then you're not Schuyler Van Rensselaer?
Oh, please don't start that again. I'm Dennis Day, Mrs. Anderson. Honest, I am. Mildred, did I act funny?
I should say you did, and the things you had nerve enough to say to my mother.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going down to that doctor's office right now and tell him off plenty.
And I'm going with you, Dennis.
Are you
going
to tell him off too, Mr. Anderson?
No, sir. I'm going down for a treatment.
And now, here is a very important announcement. Want to win $49,000 in cash? That's right, $49,000 in cash. The first prize offered by the makers of Palmolive soap in their big, exciting 49 Gold Rush contest. Second prize, $4,900. And there are 4,949 other cash prizes. What a chance to win $100,000 in cash prizes, and it's easy to enter. Simply finish this sentence, I like Palmolive soap because, in 25 words or less, that's all. Just 25 words or less to finish the sentence, I like Palmolive soap because... Then mail your entry right away with a Palmolive soap wrapper. Easy, isn't it? And remember, thousands will strike it rich in the big 49 Gold Rush contest. Enter as often as you like. Get entry blanks and complete rules from your dealer, or send your entries on plain paper with your name and address and dealer's name and address, plus one Palmolive wrapper for each entry. Mail to Gold Rush Contest, Box 49, New York 8, New York. Better write that down. Gold Rush Contest, Box 49, New York 8, New York. Get Palmolive soap right away to help win a lovelier complexion and try for your share of the $100,000 in cash prizes. With the music of Charles Dant and the orchestra, here's Dennis to sing the popular ballad, So in Love.
Strange, dear, but true. When I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky. So in love with you am I.
Show him how much lovelier your hair can look after a Luster Cream shampoo. Only Luster Cream brings you Kay Dumit's Magic Blend. Glamorizes your hair as you wash it. Yes, tonight, you can be a...
Dream girl, beautiful Luster Cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a Luster Cream shampoo.
Listen.
Listen again next week for Colgate's Hour of Fun, Judy Canova, followed by Dennis Day. And for another great comedy program, hear Blondie next Wednesday evening over your favorite NBC station. This is Vern Smith speaking. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.